Tucano Estate make a Blanc de Noir, a white wine made from red grapes. Red grapes in this situation being Pinot Noir. We first made that wine in 2017, basically to see how far we could push Pinot Noir. We were making two red wines from our Pinot blocks. We also made a rosé, and we just found the influence of skin contact so dramatic on the character of the wine that we decided to see what would happen if we just fully took out that skin contact character and made a pure expression of Pinot Noir juice. So that's what we did. We treated it like you'd treat a champagne. We picked it first thing in the morning, relatively low sugar levels, quite high acid. We pressed it until we just saw the first shine of colour. And then we fermented that grape juice in the absence of skins. And I'm really glad we made that experiment. We've kind of unraveled this secret side to Pinot Noir, which I probably never would have discovered otherwise, which is this. It's a whole new spectrum of fruit flavors, which I never thought Pinot would deliver. So the Blanc de Noir is... The colour can vary. Sometimes it's got a pale blush, sometimes it's really crystalline white. I don't get too hung up on that. But the flavour spectrum is always very much in the peach, the pear, and the spice. There's no strawberry or cherry. There's none of the rosé characters that you get from even a few hours of skin contact. And that flavour spectrum is so exciting. When I taste that Blanc de Noir, you can see where Pinot Gris comes from. You know, that freaky mutation of Pinot Noir. You can see how those two are related. And it's like looking inside the plant and kind of, you know, realizing that they're cousins. So we, like I said, we press the first free-run juice. When we get a slight blush of color, we cut the press. Some years that goes to the rosé. And we ferment it, you know, classic New Zealand winemaking, stainless steel, very inert. We're quite oxidative with the juice handling to try and drop out some of the colour compounds, but after that it's completely reductive winemaking. We ferment it bone dry, so sub 2 grams, and it's left with this kind of really searing acidity. And as a young wine, I mean, in tank, it is actually scary. Like, it's got a ripping acid. It's got no sugar to kind of give any generosity. But it's got these incredible aromatics. And so post-fermentation, we leave it on its lees, and we just leave it and leave it and leave it. So we like to work lees a lot at Tucano, and the Blanc de Noir is definitely the wine that you see the most benefit from lees contact. So we'll lees stir weekly, and it goes from just searing acidity to minerality to, you know, oiliness. And once we hit that point where we see that kind of oily, viscous mid-palate bringing balance to the acid, that's when we stop working the lees, and we typically bottle. So character-wise, it's a wine which, like, my wife just loves it. It's incredibly aromatic and punchy. It's super, super refreshing. It's a hot day wine, sitting on the deck, sitting on the beach, sitting by the river, just very fresh, very Moorish, and not sweet. So you can keep coming back to it and coming back to it and not feel that you're, you know, it's getting overblown or cloying or sticky. It goes really well with seafood. It's very fresh, so we like it with mussels. We eat a lot of mussels in our home, so mussel pasta, tomato based stuff, you know, anything high acid, it sits really well against that. But it also cuts really well through your fattier meats, so like pork loin, for example, is really cuts through that. Roast chicken, even creamy dishes, so creamy pastas, stuff like that, it's got a kind of an oily mid palate, but a really mineral acidity, so it can actually pair against a wide range of foods.